This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you near and far. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of God and see where the Holy Spirit is going to shine His light of truth on any particular day. Lord God, we praise and exalt You today. Thank You for this day. Thank You for even waking us up for another day. And indeed, we exalt You, Almighty God. Lord, we ask for You to shine the light of truth on Your Word today. Help us to see and understand and take to heart what great truth You're trying to teach us today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for joining me. This program, for 10 years has been known as Gospel Study. And the Lord put it on my heart a couple weeks ago to change the format of this program. I'm still really doing the same thing, and that is we teach the mostly, or I should say predominantly, the New Testament verse by verse. But I'm going to be including a lot of the Old Testament here now coming up because I'm just fine-tuning what we're doing here, and I think the Lord wants us to focus. He wants us to let Him move in these studies and focus on one particular thing. Maybe it's one, might be one particular thing to different people, but I am not knowing in advance what it is that we're going to go. I'm just done my homework, and I'm ready to go through the Word of God and see where He ends up. And I've named this program WGOD. Now, think of a radio station. That's why I'm doing this. WGOD. That's call letters I would always wanted to have at our radio station. Unfortunately, they're already spoken for. But I love that word picture of WGOD. You see, God is always broadcasting. And what a great slogan for a WGOD. If I own WGOD, I would call it, you know, like here where I'm broadcasting right now and recording this, it's WMIE 91.5, and that slogan is WMIE, Today's Modern Worship. But for WGOD, it would be this, WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You see, if you and I can tune in to where God is broadcasting, oh man, look out. One of my favorite sayings is, look out, world. If God is for us, who can be against us? If you and I tune into the frequency where God is broadcasting, friend, you'll hear a word from God every day. And I know the secret, and I share it with you. And that is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Word of God is alive. It's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. 2 Peter 1:21, it says that holy men of God spoke as they were carried along or brought along by the Holy Spirit. 2 Samuel, I think it's chapter 23, David says, the Holy Spirit spoke by me. His words were on my tongue. You see, David is telling us he didn't write what he wrote. The Holy Spirit led him. When David says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. You see, David didn't write that. The Holy Spirit wrote it. When David said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? David didn't write that. He might have penned it. The Holy Spirit, holy men of God spoke. I love the King James there. Holy men of God spake. As they were carried along or brought along or moved pharaoh is the Greek word, moved from one place to another by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is alive. God speaks in His Word each and every day. This is what we're doing. We're in the Word of God to see where He is going to speak today and where we're at here today. Now, of course, let me say, the website for this ministry for WGOD Radio is WGODRadioOnTheAir.net. I encourage you to check that out. There's a link on that page that says discuss today's broadcast. I encourage you to leave some comments on there, and as I'll be going on there too to update every day whatever it is we're talking about here on WGOD Radio. Here today is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. So again, WGODOnTheAir.net. Our Facebook page is WGOD Radio, and that's the same thing for Twitter as well, at WGOD Radio. I encourage you, get involved in this ministry and what we're doing. I promise you, you'll hear a word from God every day, because you're not going to hear Paul Esposito's words. You're going to hear God's word, and God speaks in His word. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, pick it up in verse 21. It says, "Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God." We looked at that in our last program, what the word anoint means. It means to smear with oil. I think of David. Where is it? 1 Samuel chapter 16. When Samuel was sent out to anoint, you know, God said to Samuel, now I'm just trying to think by memory. He says, "How long are you going to mourn over Saul, seeing I have rejected him? Pick up your horn and go. I'm going to show you who you shall anoint." And then remember, he went through all of the 8 sons of Jesse and then ended up on David. And then it said he anointed him with oil. He poured oil on his head. That is the Hebrew word Mashiach. Sounds familiar? That's right. The word also means Messiah. Now, when they translated the Hebrew into Greek back in the year 250 BC, they used the word Christos, or actually Creo. It's a form of the word Christos for anoint, and that is literally the name of Christ, anointed one. And that's what the word means, and that's what it means to anoint. It means to commission, to fulfill a calling, and it means to endue with spiritual gifts, and it means to smear with oil. Now, He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and has given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. I love that. He sealed us. Now, that word for seal was the same word used back in New Testament times when a king would seal a letter to guarantee its authenticity. It's sort of like a signet ring. You know, they would put hot wax on something. Then the king would press his signet ring over that and seal it. And then if anyone dared open that, their lives would be in the balance for that. They'd be killed for opening something like that, unless it was the recipient who opened it. And that is what this word here for sealed is. And that is, and you and I are sealed by the Holy Spirit. "Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us as God, who also has sealed us and has given us the Spirit in our hearts," then it says, "as a guarantee." That's the Greek word arabon. Now that word in classical Greek actually meant engagement ring. And I love that. It's an engagement ring. You and I are engaged to Almighty God. And as an engagement ring, He's given you the Holy Spirit. That's a promise. The old King James Version says it's an earnest. It's a guarantee. Some translations say pledge. As an old marriage from thousands of years ago, as a pledge, dowry. Here it's a guarantee. You are guaranteed eternal life. And the evidence of the guarantee is the Holy Spirit who God has given to you is the earnest. It's the guarantee. The guarantee is the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, sometimes I wrestle with this notion of eternal security. You know, it's something that's argued about over in the church all the time. And really, it's argued about because there's a lot of scriptures which imply that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul says, unless if you believe, he said, now I remind you, brothers, of the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, through which you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. There's other scriptures as well. Revelation chapter 3, the Lord says, if you persevere to the end, then I won't blot your name out of the book of life. We're not going to be blind to the word. There are scriptures that say that we must persevere to the end. Otherwise, we believed in vain. Now, allow me to say this to you today. God will never remove your engagement ring. Write that down. Take it to the bank. God will never remove the engagement ring from you. God has sealed you. You're sealed by his signet ring himself. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and that is the guarantee. God will not remove your engagement ring. You are engaged to him. He's not going to remove it. As long as you keep walking with him, he's not going to remove it. Even if you sin, he's not going to remove it. Otherwise, he'd remove everyone's. Remember, I mean, one sin, what's the difference? If it was sin that caused God to remove everyone's engagement ring, friends, let me tell you, no one would be saved. Everyone has sinned. Everyone continues to sin. We all still fall short and miss the mark. But we have got a Savior. Jesus Christ died in our place, redeemed us from our sins. God will not remove your engagement ring. There's only one way I can see to have one's engagement ring removed, and that would be for you to remove it yourselves. I see that in Scripture. You removing it yourselves. And that was the problem in Hebrew. When you read Hebrews chapter 6, you see the Hebrew Christians were getting close to removing their engagement ring. And the author of Hebrews were pleading with them, if you do that, if you take off this engagement ring that God has put on you, then there's no hope for you. You can't, God can't renew you again to repentance. If you remove this ring that he has given to you, so to speak, figuratively, if you remove this engagement ring, then there's nothing that I can do for you is what they're saying. God will never remove. That's the word of God today. WGOD radio, all truth, all the time. God says to you, I will never leave you. God says to you, I will never forsake you. God says to you, no one can snatch you out of my hands. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back again soon with another program in WGOD Radio next time. Until then, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Used to be for creation.